Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Mickey, healthy or not, I think you might have had to tie Robbie Cano up if he was not going to be in the lineup 2 days in a row, but he is in there.
He is, and he feels great. He just walked into the cage about 10, 15 minutes ago to get his work in so he can go out there and continue what he's been doing lately, which is barreling up balls and getting hits.
Last night people were wondering whether that was a decoy going up when JD came up to hit for him. Was he good to go last night?
We had him not available, but we saw an opportunity to probably help ourselves out and get a better matchup. So we thought we'd send him up there, see what happens, and it worked out for us.
No question. Rosario, he's out of the lineup today, but feeling a little bit better?
He's feeling a lot better. We need another day of recovery just to get his legs back under and make sure that he's rehydrated. He lost a lot of fluid yesterday, but we do expect him to be available in the game at some point.
Now, I was impressed with Steven Matz last night, even what he said after the game about mentally being tough during the game. Third and fourth innings, there were a couple of places where he could have cracked and may have cracked in the past, but he held fast last night and really pitched a great game.
He really did, and he's been doing a great job of that for the last year or so. I think that his ability to shrug things off, even though you can still see him from time to time get a little upset, that's who he is. We want him to embrace that part of himself, that competitor in himself, but also start to self-diagnose when things are going bad because of that. Take a step back, breathe a little bit, settle down, and continue to make pitches. And he's done a great job of that. You know, he's pitched really, really well this year, except for that one inning that he didn't get any outs. I mean, if it weren't for that, he'd have a one ERA, and everybody would be like, man, he's dominating. So he's doing great, and he's still has a four ERA, even with that one inning stuck in there of a lot of runs. So he's done a great job of making those adjustments that you're talking about and sticking with them.
I actually thought out of all your pitchers, starting pitchers, the first three starts that he had, progressively each one was better up until the one inning in Philadelphia.
There's no doubt about it. And then last night's was probably the best. So he's continuing to, put himself in a good situation to succeed, which is what we thought coming into the season. You know, he had a great year last year as far as staying healthy and getting out there on a consistent basis. And if you do something like that for the first time in your career, you tend to take that next step, and it seems like he's taking it, especially if you throw out that one inning, whatever, that is what it is. His body of work this year has been tremendous.
We keep seeing indications why Pete Alonso is such a special hitter. He was talking about survival mode against Arrieta last night, but he took a very tough pitch, went the other way, punched it that way. But he also seems to have an extra focus and a knack for tough situations, knowing that he has to get the run in and getting it done.
He certainly does, and it's due to his great approach and his ability to barrel up balls that are even just off the plate, his ability to recognize pitches early and try to not swing at them. But he's done a great job, and like you said, he has that knack to drive runs in. That's the reason he drove in 120 plus at the minor league level last year, and that's the reason he's probably third or fourth in the National League in RBIs so far this year. He takes pride in it. He understands that it's an approach thing that allows him to do it, and he sticks with it.
You also have another guy in the five spot who has a knack for knocking in runners in scoring position, and that's Wilson, who did it again last night.
You know, they have a similar approach. Now, Wilson's approach is more like that every at-bat, even when there's not a runner in scoring position. So, you know, that approach where you can go the other way or back up the middle, stay through the middle of the field and hit line drives usually works pretty good when a runner's in scoring position. he takes that approach all the time and ends up, you know, doing himself a favor by getting a lot of hits. But it also helps with runners in scoring position. All of a sudden, you see the RBIs stacking up for him as well.
You were talking about Zach a little while ago about getting ahead of hitters, which you want all your pitchers to do. But with him, it becomes even multiplied, right?
It is. It's something that's haunted him in the past, the walks and the falling behind, and then you have to groove one. When he gets ahead, he's dangerous because he has nasty stuff. We saw it last year. We saw it the last, you know, maybe three quarters of the season. He was one of the best pitchers in baseball with DeGrom, and it was a byproduct of getting ahead consistently and putting these hitters on the defensive. And when you do that and you have nasty stuff like our pitchers do, you're going to have a lot of success.
Mickey, good luck tonight. Thanks.
Yep, thanks a lot, Ed.